In local news, former Raglan musician Chris Thompson passed away earlier this week. In an online message from his daughter Laura Thompson, she said the family intends to honour his wish of a small private service, but there will be a public memorial, which is likely to be early next year. Born in 1951, Chris Thompson released close to 300 songs in his 50-plus year career, including a first album that is now widely acclaimed as an international classic. Next year's memorial will focus on celebrating his music. Elsewhere, efforts to revitalise the Tamata Hall are continuing, with a new hall committee formed last week with a whopping 13 individuals keen to take part, with Wayne Stevens, Sarah Adams and Tanya Wilson taking the big jobs of chair, treasurer and secretary. Following the winning of a free do-up from the Hits radio station and Resene Paint, the Tamata community has been galvanised into action and has also begun fundraising to do much-needed repair and maintenance work on the old hall before the paint job starts. And it's not the only refurb work happening in that community either, with a project to bring the community tennis courts back to life as well. Raglan District Community Vehicle Trust and other Waikato community transport providers can apply for a share of the Regional Council's increased community transport grant fund from Monday 25th of November. The fund supports operators that provide transport services to residents whose needs are generally not met by the public transport network, which is mostly in remote and rural areas or where passengers have specialist medical and accessibility needs. Raglan District Community Vehicle Trust, operator of the Raglan Health Shuttle, received a grant in April 2024 from last year's fund. And Waikato Regional Council has voted to increase the fund to $300,000 a year as part of their current long-term plan, up from $200,000 in the first 2 years. And that is the Raglan News for Friday, 29th of November, 2024.